Case number 10,208, Ellen A. Rain, east of Road 386, south of McCabe Court, being lot 3 and 4 within McCabe subdivision. A special use exception to connect two manufactured homes to make one unit. Gentlemen, if you look at the remarks on there, you can see that they will remove the kitchen from the other unit.
Need both of your names and addresses, please.
Three one seven three six.
Okay. What was your first name?
Constance.
Okay.
Ellen Rain.
Same address?
Yes.
Okay. Do you both swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, back in April, my mother had went and bought another used trailer. Mm-hmm. We was going to have it put on lot 3. Mm-hmm. And after we came up here to get our placement and everything, we had the land measure, and it was too small. So we was told to have our land surveyed and to adjoin the two lots, lot 3 and lot 4, together. Mm-hmm. Okay, we did that, and so now we're here to ask for permission to have two trailers joined together because our rooms in the trailer that we're living in is too small.
Okay. But how long do you think it would take to complete the job?
Well, we have people lined up to do the work for us. We just need to get moving.
Once they're joined together, will they be on a permanent foundation?
Yes.
A block foundation?
Block foundation.
Yes.
You'll have the same siding around both of them?
Yes.
Same exterior. We'll have an A-frame roof?
Yes.
What are the models or sizes? And
14 by 65.
Ages?
No, one's 14 and one is
this one?
12.
That's
one.
One. I'll send that down.
Oh, okay.
It's 12 foot wide.
The picture that he's showing.
That'll give you an idea of what the one trailer looks like.
Okay, one's 14 by 66 by 1983.
Yes.
And the other is what?
It's
12.
12 by 60.
Same size.
It's the same length.
Okay.
12 by 66?
Yes.
And the other one's 14 to 66.
Okay.
Once they're combined, you only have one kitchen once they're combined?
Yes. Yes.
And we also have the neighborhood signed the paper saying, you know, they support us.
Okay, thank you.
These lots going to be combined, then?
They already are.
Already are?
They already are combined.
Yes.
Did you give them the papers to show that?
I see you got a letter that you do receive water and sewer from the town of Subbyville.
Yes.
For this lot. Okay. That's good. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Gates?
No, sir.
Mr. Cook?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Let the record show there's five families in favor. Families.
Five families. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10208, and that the things that were mentioned be taken care of before they have an oxygen permit.
Okay.
I don't think it'll alter such a character neighborhood. In fact, it will improve the character of the neighborhood, in my opinion.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and I have a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,208 with the following stipulations that were mentioned. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Case number 10,209.